Welcome to Illuminated Lamb, where we discuss the themes of Christ and light as found in the scriptures. If you're following us on YouTube, please comment, share, like, and subscribe. It really helps our placement in the YouTube algorithm. The following is taken from my very first YouTube video, released in December of 2018. I wanted to share some reflections I've had recently on two passages I've been meditating on. The first is from Psalm 119, verse 105. It reads, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The second is from Revelation chapter 21, starting in verse 22. The text reads, "And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb." I saw some common features with a lamp and a light in these two verses, and I wanted to bring them together because I thought there's also a connection that while it's not there in word, it also is there in concept. And it's the idea of word. In Psalm 119, verse 105, we have the sense of the written word of God that gives its light to our path as we move on. There's also in Revelation chapter 21, the idea of the Lamb of God, Christ, who's also the living word of God. We have a sense of Christ being this light-bearing individual, this light-generating individual. We see it in the accounts in the gospel that talk about Jesus during his transfiguration, how his inner nature, his divine nature, was for a brief period of time on that mountain of transfiguration able to shine forth, and something which his disciples were not only in fear of, but also in a sense, in great joy and wonderment, as Peter wanted to set up a tent, a permanent set of tents on this mountain for them to dwell on. Hence, we get the term the mountaintop experience. In the reflection on these two verses, I wanted to connect together the written word of God and the living word of God, that both provide a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. The Israelites are said in the book of Exodus to have followed a cloud, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. The Lord God himself was specially manifest within that cloud and gave direction to the Israelites in their wilderness wanderings. I think in the same way, when we combine Psalm 119 verse 105 as well as the passage from Revelation 21, we see that not only the written word of God gives us light, but we also have the light of the living word of God, whose glory we see in these passages. We have writers such as the 17th century British minister John Owen, and even in our own time, people such as John Piper, who remind us that when we're reading the written word of God, we should be seeing the glory of Christ throughout. So in looking at the written word, we're also seeing the living word and the glory of God shining forth. So what I'd like you to take away from with all of this is that as you're seeking wisdom for your path, don't lead what Christ is supposed to do. Follow his lead. Understand that without his illumination, you may go off the path. There's no path that you're supposed to be on that Christ is not already there present with you. So take heart. The path might be a little slow by your standards. It might be a little surprising. But in front of you is a light-bearing lamb who will give you the light that you need on your path for that time. Thanks. God bless.